Hey guys, what's up? This is Dave King, co-host of The Great Debates. I'm here to announce the results of our first debate. As you may recall, we argued whether or not Forrest Gump is good. Steve Healy took the affirmative. He was wrong, and he argued very poorly and ridiculously that Forrest Gump is, in fact, a good movie. I was correct. I took the negative side, if you will, that Forrest Gump is not good. My arguments were varied and impressive, and it helped that I was on the correct side. Somehow, the votes came in favor of Forrest Gump being good. Or, actually, I want to correct that. The votes came in, and I got to tip my hat. The votes came in voting for Steve Healy as the winner of the first debate, which is crazy and wrong, but ultimately the listeners have the final say in this forum, which I'm starting to regret. The vote was close. It was 53% to 47%. I want to thank everyone who voted, who sent in their emails to greatdebate69@gmail.com. Please vote again. Please tell us if you have any thoughts on topics. I take some solace in the fact that nearly 80% of Americans believe that angels are real, so it's not that surprising that a measly 53% of our listeners would be so wrongheaded as to believe that Forrest Gump is a good movie, or more accurately, that Steve Healy won the first debate. So without further ado, here's our second debate. And again, thanks for listening. We hope you guys enjoy it.
Hey guys, my name's Dan Medina, and I want to welcome you to a new podcast called The Great Debates. I'd like to introduce you to the participants in the podcast, Steve Healy.
Hello.
And Dave King.
Hey, how's it going?
And at the end of each debate, you'll be given an opportunity to send an email to us and cast your vote on who won. The email to send to is greatdebates69@gmail.com. That's greatdebates and the number 69@gmail.com. Let's get underway.
Yeah, let's not waste a second.
No, let's go.
Because we have a very hot topic to debate today.
I love it.
I'm going to take the positive side of this debate.
Yeah.
Dave will take the negative, as usual.
Yeah.
The resolution on the table is as follows.
Yeah.
Hitler is worse than we think.
You're screwed, man.
Hitler is worse than we think. That's the topic of today's debate. As the positive debater, I get to begin the debate with the opening sally, the opening statement.
Sally?
Yeah, you know, sally.
I never heard that.
Yeah, sure. This is like from medieval jousting.
Really?
Sure.
Is it short? Is that a nickname for salvo?
No, no, no. It's probably from Norman French.
All right, fuck it. Go ahead. What do you got?
So, Hitler is worse than we think. The other day I was watching... We already have accepted Hitler as the epitome of the worst guy ever.
That's right. You just lost the argument.
No, I don't think so. Because we, in doing so, have sort of casually forgotten about how many terrible other things he did. I think sometimes we've sort of just accepted Hitler super bad, Holocaust, etc. We forget all the other, like, just on a day-to-day level, the guy was an asshole. And we're not giving him enough credit for how bad he is.
Are you done? Because if you are, you're in trouble.
Go ahead. Come at me.
There is, first of all, it's not like people are walking around today going like, Hitler, nice guy, but he just killed the Jews, and that's why I don't like him. Everyone assumes he was an asshole. Everyone talks about him like he was a bad guy.
Yeah.
He is.
I'm going to concede the ground that everybody thinks he's a very bad guy. In fact, the worst guy.
Then how could he be worse than the worst guy?
Because In the calling him the worst guy, we sort of reduce... Hitler, he's the worst guy. He's like a super villain, right? But you forget this was an actual guy.
Okay. Do you want to expand on that? What are we forgetting about Hitler?
Well, you know, this topic was prompted by watching the Roosevelts.
Okay.
And they were showing some footage of just the invasion of Poland, right?
Right.
Surely in a list of Hitler's crimes, that wouldn't be number one... It probably wouldn't even occur to us, but it's just like this guy just sent airplanes to bomb another country. What a dick move.
Yeah, he's Hitler. He's the worst guy.
Yeah.
Everyone, I get what you're saying that, like, not everyone is well educated about the extent of Hitler's horror.
Yeah.
But that doesn't prevent people from assuming already believing that he's the worst of all time. Where, in fact, there's a reasonable case to be made that he's not the worst guy of all time. That really, it would be like people use Hitler, you know, as a substitute for the devil.
Yeah.
Or hell or whatever, or like pure evil. Whereas we really could be doing that with a number of people, Pol Pot, Stalin. For some reason, Hitler has become the name that is synonymous with pure evil. What is worse than pure evil? Are we going to take a if I may, can I say a couple things?
Of course. No one's interrupting you.
Let's not forget about Hitler's redeeming qualities.
See? Okay. This is where you're going to get into trouble, I
probably. I hope so. As a quick aside, I'd just like to say that as some people know this, I'm not Jewish, but I used to be Jewish. I was born Jewish, and I was raised Jewish.
Okay.
I actually went to Hebrew school, which is odd.
Cool.
Because I'm not Jewish anymore.
But your mother is Jewish, and her mother, et cetera, on back to the Moses.
So. I don't know about that, but as far as I, as much
by
as...
By Jewish law, you are Jewish.
I was Jewish. And I'm not anymore.
Have you renounced Judaism?
I am looking into the process of going to a rabbi and renouncing my Judaism.
We've talked about
this. It's more difficult. They don't let you out is the problem.
No way. Why would they?
Right. So anyway, that when I was Jewish and I was 12 years old, I got kicked out of Hebrew school for defending Adolf Hitler.
Great.
I just want to point that out.
Yeah. Tell me what.
Well, it
was
a very juvenile argument, but at the time, like my teacher Moshe Rudin was
Jewish.
Yeah, he was.
Your Hebrew school teacher Moshe Rudin, Jew?
Yeah, he was Jewish. Okay. He had a son named Yonatan.
Okay,
and he was talking about how horrible Hitler was, and it's Hitler whatever.
Yeah,
Hitler this, Hitler that. And I said, Moshe, at a certain point, if for us to demonize the Nazis and Hitler, aren't we preaching hate the same way that the Nazis preached hate about Jews? Which is not a great argument, but
for a 12-year-old,
it's not bad.
Yeah.
Moshe said, David, I can't look at you right now. You need to get out of here and go sit in Mr. Aronson's class until I've cooled down.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
how long did you have to go to Mr. Aronson's class?
Just until, Gimmel class had let out, I think.
Did you bring your Hitler love to Mr. Aronson's?
No, I just went in there and shut up and, I don't know, played my Game Boy or something.
Are there any positive things about Hitler?
Absolutely.
Tell me
First
something.
Of all, he was an artist. He liked to draw, and he was not a bad artist. Second, he was a writer, and he wrote bad things, but he at least was an artist in more than one medium.
You mean you're admiring his discipline in writing?
Absolutely.
Okay, yeah. He was in prison, so he didn't have that much to do.
All prisoners write books? Hitler did.
Okay, yeah.
Third, he was a hopeless romantic.
Mm.
They say that after he met Eva Braun, he never laid eyes on another woman.
Yeah.
Tell that to Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't make him a good person. He's awful.
Yeah.
But... is he worse than we think? No, I think he's I think he's about as bad as we think, which is he's synonymous with evil.
See, here's the thing. I think when we make him synonymous with evil and we associate him with the devil and Hitler's the worst guy ever, blah, 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 he's just pure evil, right? That lumps him into a different category. We're taking him out of the spectrum of human experience.
We're making
a little
him,
bit.
I see. I would argue now, that makes him worse than he is.
If you bring him back.
Who's worse, Hitler or the devil?
Hitler. Because the devil's the devil. The devil is just he's essentially, we can get into the theology if you want, a fallen angel, whatever. But I think Hitler is worse.
Because, and your argument is
devil
that Hitler is worse than the devil because the devil is the devil.
If we say the devil is pure evil,
yeah.
Hitler was born a guy. There's baby pictures of Hitler, At one point, he was just a little innocent baby.
Yeah.
And then he got so bad. So once we bring him back into humanity, remember that Hitler was a guy who knew other guys. He was
really. If you're saying Hitler's humanity is what makes him more evil than we believe, then I gotta say that's a sexy argument.
Yeah.
I don't like people, generally speaking, and I hear where you're coming from, but Hitler is a tiny, tiny bit better than we think he is. Because most people hear him, I believe that most, let's say, if we're saying who are we talking about here? The American public?
Yeah, let's
I think the American public knows like three things about Hitler. He killed 6 million Jews.
Yep.
They don't know that he killed 6 million other people, which is something that you should be arguing.
Absolutely,
by the way.
Absolutely, yeah. So right there, I mean, you're building my case for me.
I can't. You know what? It's in my blood. I have to paint an objective picture.
So
okay.
Go ahead. Make your case for the.
So they're like,
you think the American people?
People
know
are like, oh, he killed six million Jews. He was the bad guy in World War II.
Yeah, definitely.
And he was like. Maybe he, like, kind of took over Germany when he shouldn't have or something, and he started bad wars.
Yeah. Now, see, that's the problem, because right there, that's what people think of him, and they're already forgetting a ton of other bad shit.
Right, but just because people already fill in the gaps to be even worse than the reality is, I think. What people don't know about Hitler, they assume, is as bad as what the worst person would have done in Hitler's shoes.
I think, which isn't always the case.
I
think if you're like, let me tell you about a guy who murdered Catholic priests, gypsies, and homosexuals. Mm-hmm. He murdered them.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be like, wow, that guy sounds terrible. He sounds like almost as bad as
this guy sounds like tens of thousands of people in human history.
You got to throw that on to Hitler's crimes.
I understand. But you also have to add to it the paintings, the love.
The love for Eva Braun.
Yes.
You're putting that in the pro-Hitler column.
Is love a bad thing?
So your case is going to be that Hitler is a little bit better than people think.
I don't have to prove that. All I have to prove is that he's as bad as people think.
Right.
And I think, if not better, then.
Now, see, I think I can jump in here and win this debate pretty easily.
Please.
You know, I know a little bit more about Hitler than I think the average guy.
Yeah, I think that's hurting you.
It's great about Eva Braun, but did you know that Hitler, under murky circumstances, because mm-hmm. he executed a lot of the people who were looking into it, he had a sort of love affair with a niece of his,
mm-hmm.
who then died, probably killed herself, but died under very fishy circumstances.
Uh-huh.
Most people don't know about this, but... To just throw on to counterpoint the Eva Braun, he also had some sort of love affair which ended in tragic death and then him killing anybody who looked into the tragic death. A thing most people don't know about Hitler, throw that onto his crimes, he's worse than you think.
If you asked someone, what do you think Hitler was like as a human being? They would tell you he was the worst. He was an asshole. He's a monster. I'm sure he raped women and killed people. I bet people think that Hitler, like, went around with a pistol and shot people willy-nilly.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry to use the phrase willy-nilly.
You'd spot a guy like that.
Yeah.
You'd see him coming down the road.
But my point is that people were like, people's image of Hitler is just, oh, well, I don't know. What did the worst person do in any given situation?
If you think you know everything about Hitler...
That's not what this... That's where you're... See, you're trying to make this debate about something else. You're trying to make it about, like, people don't know enough about Hitler. I agree with you on that.
Yeah, they
but
don't
is
know
he
all
better,
the other bad
is he
stuff.
Worse than we thought, than people believe he is? No, people believe he's the absolute worst. There's nothing worse than the worst. I win. You can email that to... Email Dave Wins to greatdebate69@gmail.com. Healy, do you have any closing thoughts?
Yeah.
I don't see how you're going
to
dig your way out.
Let me just throw some more stuff at you. Hitler, he tried to destroy the city of Paris. Did you know that? No? Then he's worse than you think. He's worse than you think. He tried to
That's
do more stuff.
True,
he didn't even get away with all the bad stuff he wanted to do.
People already assume that he tried to destroy Western civilization as we know it.
Guys, if you
people
think...
People probably believe... Sorry, can
yeah,
I just...
Go ahead.
People probably believe that Hitler wanted to... Which is, this maybe isn't untrue, wanted to destroy America and turn it into a parking lot or whatever. Is that, I mean, that's probably not exactly what he wanted to do, but that's what people believe about Hitler. People's belief about Hitler is the absolute worst at all times.
If you believe that Dave is correct, that Hitler's better than you think.
That's right.
Then you should definitely email that Dave won this debate. You emailed greatdebate69@gmail.com.
Don't forget that Hitler did the admirable thing and killed himself in a bunker with the love of his life.
That was because he was such a coward. He was afraid of what the Soviets were going to do to him. Correctly.
Yeah,
would have been bad news.
He did the right thing.
Which, by the way, it's another crime of his, cheating out on what would Stalin have cooked up. Let's say they captured Hitler alive.
Right.
What would he have done? Kind of mysterious and interesting to wonder, and we'll never get to know, because Hitler is such an asshole, he killed himself.
Yeah.
Anyway, email who you think won this debate to greatdebate69@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Steve Healy.
I'm Dave King.
This was a great debate.